Welcome to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast. Yes, it's 100% unscripted, 100% unrehearsed, 100% unedited, and 100% real. I'm your host, Mark A. Preston.
Worked a lot on Homes.com website, which obviously is a massive website. How different is it working on just one website all the time? What do you have to think about?
Yeah. So the good news is you have to have a good team around you. It's really hard to have a massive site like that and just have one person. So I was very lucky to have some solid SEO folks, some technical SEO folks around me as well. And I think the biggest challenge you have is understanding that small issues can be very difficult to solve, because you've got to do forensic, kind of look at a site and see what might happen. And then it's really difficult to understand the outcomes that might. You know, obviously, experience and expertise gives you an idea what the outcomes might be, but you make one change that affects 110 million pages, and you've got to be really willing to dig in quickly and understand what the problem or what the outcomes might be. It's actually a funny story of how I got hired at Homes.com. They had got hit by a penalty, weren't sure 100%, had really smart people inside that were doing some good things, but perhaps were a little bit scared to come in with a machete and cut through stuff. So during the interview process, I was on the call with Search Matrix, the agency who they'd hired to fix, and the internal teams and the development teams. And really, to me, it was very obvious they'd hit by Panda. This was back in, 2014, and it looked like they'd been hit by Panda. And so I basically put forward a strategy and tactics that were getting rid of about 300 million internal links, getting rid of about 2-3 million pages from the site, and really just focusing on better quality content, because they'd created pages for every single location. It's a real estate site, every single location, regardless of whether they had homes in them. So it was some things that were quite obvious. Now, the lucky thing was I was speaking at SMX 2014 in London, and I sat down, and this is right after I got hired, and we were putting all this stuff in place. I sat with John Mueller, and I go, "Hey, John, you don't know me very well. I don't know you very well." He was just less of a figurehead of Google at that time. I said, "Can you tell me, I think this site has been hit by Panda, and these are the things I'm doing, and can you help at all?" He opens up his laptop and he types in. What he goes, "What's the address?" I go, "Homes.com." He goes, "Yeah, you have a Panda penalty." I go, "All right." Now, the great thing is, less than 2 months later, they had a refresh. In those days, the algorithm was very linear as far as the refresh updates. And we got like 60% of our traffic back overnight. So, yes, big changes on big sites can make big differences. It's much more subtle now with the rolling updates, but you just got to be aware of the butterfly effect. One thing you do over here might affect here, and you've got to really build a great relationship with the dev team so you get stuff done. Sorry, I spoke a lot with that answer, but it's a big site. It's a big answer.
No, that's fine. I was going to say that it's all these things, because it's about understanding. It's not just saying, "Well, we'll do this." But like you said, a site of that size, that's what were the traffic on it roughly?
So we got it up to almost 20 million a month. But I mean, when I got there, we were in the hundreds of thousands and maybe a million. I can't remember, to be honest. But we got it back up to almost 20 million a month. Now, there's lots of things happened after that, but that was our pinnacle. I think what you got to think about is most technical folks and most SEOs will look at small problems, and on large sites, small problems can't always give big movement. Now, as an SEO, when you look at large sites, the first thing you recognize is there's going to be different templates that are scaled, because it's very rare that there's 110 completely unique templates on a site. So you've got to focus on templating and how you can affect a template in a way that's going to scale completely. For us, you know, we created better navigation, better internal linking, more unique content. I mean, all the things that on a small site you have to look at, but you have to just think of it of how's that going to work at scale? How's it going to work in an imperfect database? Because no site ever has perfect, clean data, unfortunately. So you've got to think about the outliers too.
You've been listening to the Unscripted SEO Interview Podcast with me, Mark A. Preston. Join us next time as I interview more top SEO professionals.